God never asks us to stop the freight train of evil. We're supposed to expose it. That's what it says in Ephesians 5. Don't be amused or don't be a partaker in the evil. Rather, expose it, Ephesians 5. So there's nothing wrong. Paul openly said homosexuality is not of God, even though the emperor was one. Paul didn't pull back in declaring the truth, but he didn't say, don't pay your taxes because he's homosexual. He was never an anarchist. He wasn't to overthrow government. He pointed out the evils, but he says, the household of faith has its own evils, but homosexuality is wrong. And it's very interesting that he didn't lessen his message, but it says, but rather expose them. It's verse 11 of Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5:11. Don't partake in their sins, rather the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. That's a present active imperative. We are supposed to be constantly pointing out dangerous sin viruses, but not trying to stop the train of evil. Because our goal in life, we cannot stop the train of evil. Jesus said he will stop. He will come in flaming fire. He will take vengeance on all. That's 2 Thessalonians 1. He is coming to stop the train, and only he can stop it. What are we supposed to do? We're supposed to save as many people as we can that are in the train's destructive path. We are to individually be leading people to Christ. And that's how we as salt permeate to society. We have more and more people that are turned from darkness to light, and they're reproving evil, and they're hating sin and loving the sinners. I do tests all the time. I post little things on Facebook. I posted something about, does God, you know, what's the whatever sin? And, you know, 200 people will look at it. You post something about God's loving and forgiving, 10,000 people will look at it. People long for hope. They long for any hope, any sense of forgiveness. We are supposed to be out there pointing people to the one who says, I can cleanse every sin. There's no sin that's unforgivable. And I have offered to die in your place. And we're supposed to be saying that. Not spending our time trying to stop the train. Joseph was on the train. Daniel was on the train. Nehemiah was on the train. None of them tried to stop the train. Jesus was the one that could have stopped the Roman culture single-handedly. And he didn't. He said, it's not time. It's going to keep going. And it's going to get worse, faster and faster and worse and worse. What are we supposed to be doing? But you shall receive power. This is the Holy Spirit. It's come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me. Literally my witnesses. In Jerusalem, in Judea, and wherever you go. That's why we're here. To be his witnesses.